Wrestling here, and Sky City's wrestling teams went up to Lexington on Friday and Saturday. Girls were seventh as a team. Boys had with a top five finish here, and we're going to be talking with one of the wrestlers here, and she makes a return trip to the show here, Dayanara Jimenez. And how are you doing this evening?
Hello, Adam. I'm doing great.
Well, glad to have you back on here. I know how excited you are to be back on here, but
no.
You're going to do good. I promise you that. But you've had a really good season after the Christmas break. A couple tournament wins and another pretty good finish there. And you were second at Lexington?
Yes.
All right. How was that tournament for you?
Well, I knew it was going to be a big tournament, and I just told myself I had to get ready and go out there and wrestle hard. And this was going to be a new competition, so I had to just be confident and work with stuff I've been working on over the week.
All right, and you've improved along the ways. And talk about your day there on Saturday. I know you had a tough one in the finals there, but a couple wins along the way. And what was that opponent like that you wrestled in the championship?
Well, she wouldn't shoot, and when I realized that, I was like, all right, I need to start cooking. So,
what'd you cook up?
I got second place. I didn't cook. So, I just had to shoot, and I didn't really get that deep into my shots. And that's when she started getting on her points. She was really heavy on bottom, heavy on my hips. So, that was a bit of a struggle trying to get up. But I feel like overall, I could have done way better. But I'm glad I got to, like, be in the finals so I can feel that pressure and get ready for future tournaments.
Absolutely here. And what's really clicked for you after Christmas break?
It was go time. After Christmas, that's when it's like, we got to go for the bigger tournaments. And I feel like that's just the goal.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, you get a pretty tough tournament in Lexington. You're going to get a tough tournament again on Saturday down at Garden City. And
yes.
What are your you wrestled there last year, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did not place.
All right. But what are you looking forward to wrestling? I know you got the duel tomorrow night as well, but then Saturday with that tournament, what are you looking forward to the most of that tournament?
I'm looking forward to good competition, and I want getting in – with shots and being more confident in my matches. But yeah, that's mainly my goal.
All right. And yeah, you've had a really good run at 145 all season. And can you believe how fast the season's going?
I know. It's zooming.
Too fast, isn't it?
Too quick.
Too quick. All right. See, you did a good job.
I know.
Yeah, so, see, you're going to turn into a pro here after a while. So my job might be in jeopardy here. Thanks.
Oh, God, no.
Thanks, Dayanara, and good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Dayanara Jimenez joining us here from Scott City A's Hardware here on our coach's show, and we're going to bring in our coach Dakota Hayes up next here as he gets to talk both the boys and girls teams here. We'll start off with the girls here as they wrestled on Friday of that Lexington tournament there and the annual voyage to Nebraska, and I noticed that you know, a lot of the kids that partook once again in the annual hair dyeing event.
Yeah, that seems to be the big thing. Big team camaraderie trip. I mean, we're up there for a couple days, and they been doing that for years. I remember doing it when I was in high school, and all of the other coaches were talking about it too. I mean, all of us did it when we were there, and it's just a lot of fun, good competition, night in a hotel and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, it's the second year where you've had pretty much the entire team there in the one venue for 2 days there, and the girls had their tournament on Friday, and, you know, it's a team that took seventh, a really tough tournament. It looked like it was kind of a tougher tournament than last year, and I think you had to be pretty happy to come away as many places as you did.
Yeah, no, they added quite a few teams. I mean, Grand Island's girls are – they're tough. Mm-hmm. It's a good tournament. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go up there and you face some stiff competition, and I feel like our girls really stepped up to the line and competed well. I mean, obviously some of them didn't do as well as they wanted to, we're still trying to fight that break bug, with all the snow days and everything else that we've had over the last couple weeks. And I think we're finally getting back to where we need to be. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they competed well and wrestled their hearts out and really showed us where where our areas we need to improve in are, and at the end of the day, that's really all you can ask for. So,
you know, one girl that really had maybe a breakout weekend was your 170-pound girl in Kenya.
Yeah, Kenya wrestled really, really tough. She managed to fight through that 16-person bracket and get a medal at the end of the day. And for a freshman at a tough tournament like that, it's really mm-hmm. awesome to see them, you know, take to it and do what she needed to do and stick to the moves that she knows. And it was really awesome to see.
Yeah, and Dan Nair just continues to get better there. And I know she had a second-place finish, but I think that at that tournament, that's something to be proud of.
It is. All these girls are really improving. You know, it's a long season. It does drag on, and everybody starts getting frustrated and whatnot. But you know, it's like I keep telling them, there's only 3 weeks left. I mean, girls' regionals is February 10th, and that's coming up really, really quick. And boys is the 17th, and then state's the week after that, and then it's done. You know, and it's where do you want to be at the end of the season? Do you want to be hanging your head on the drive home because you didn't qualify, or do you want to be excited because you just qualified for the state tournament, be in the top 16 in the state, and give yourself an opportunity to really collect on that state medal. So,
yeah, absolutely. And we'll flip over to the boys' side. You had your duel with Lexington on Friday night. That went pretty good. It was really competitive there. And then Saturday, your team took the mat there. And you guys were right up there with some of the big guns from Nebraska there. And I think fifth place finish. It's been a while since Scott City's been up there in the top five.
It was nice to see. I mean, we competed against some really tough teams. I mean, Miller South and North Platte and all them. And I mean, those schools are a little bit bigger than us. But I feel like we competed well. And you know, we had a lot of compliments. The coaches would come up and tell us that our kids are just scrappy. And it didn't matter what seed they were. They were going to go out there and wrestle to the best of their ability and do what they needed to do. And it was fun, and it was awesome.
Yep, and you did get one tournament winner out of that one with Houston at 175, and he was in a pretty loaded weight class. His toughest match might have been his semifinal match, and he went and turned around and really dominated it. And he got another tech fall.
He did. He was one of those things where we all were, you know, in the seating meeting, and I told him, I said, this kid's pretty tough. State runner-up last year, and not only was he state runner-up last year, but he defeated the number one ranked kid and the number three ranked kid on his way to the finals. And I said he's a gamer. He wrestles really, really tough, and he gets himself in a position where he's going to be able to win the match at the end of it. He's a competitor, but he stepped up and went out there, and I don't even remember the score to his semifinals match, but it wasn't super close. I mean, he kind of handled it, and then he just kind of put the gas pedal to the floor in that finals match and got another tech fall, and he's always happy about that because that's his second one. He had the first one last week at the Scott City tournament in the finals, and he got another one here at Lex in the finals, and so he wrestled tough, and a lot of our boys wrestled tough. Tyler Roberts, he hung with some really, really good kids. He took the number one or two seed from Gehring. I mean, he took him the distance and only lost by two or three points and was going the entire time. And Alex wrestled tough. Tanner did what Tanner needed to do and wrestled really tough. I mean, the Kozad kid he lost to was phenomenal. I mean, you get those two 15-pounders that can shoot and are agile on their feet. I mean, they're tough to go at, so.
It was kind of a nice thing in a way, too, that Kozad kid wasn't at the Norton tournament.
Yeah, no, that Kozad kid was tough. And even if he was at the Norton tournament, it would have made it even more difficult. So.
Absolutely. But another big day weekend or Saturday there for Trenton. He had a nice finish there at 106. And you're starting to see, Blaze at 165 bumping up a weight class after Christmas break, kind of figure out that weight class a little bit.
He is, and he's wrestling really tough. I mean, he's one of those kids that it doesn't matter if they're down in the points or anything like that, and he's going to go out there and he's going to try to throw and he's going to try to keep the pressure on you and make you make a mistake and be able to capitalize on that. And Trenton, he ran into the tough North Platte kid and wrestled him really tough. He pinned us up at Norton, but managed to make it the distance and got the kid a little frustrated a little bit because, you know, Trenton worked on the things that he needed to work on and improved in those areas and managed the match really well. And so to see that improvement just in a couple weeks, you know, it's good to see.
And now you get another big challenge here starting tomorrow night with Garden City. You're both your boys and girls varsity teams will duel tomorrow. And then it's the big Rocky Mountain on Friday and Saturday for both teams.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough tournament. I mean, we picked up a duel with Garden just because, you know, they transitioned the state tournament to 3 days. A lot of our kids have never weighed in 3 days in a row. And so we need to gain that experience there and how to manage our weight and get it all under control and still being able to compete at a high level. And so we'll have to really work on being able to keep yourself hydrated but not get too out of control to be able to compete there. And then, you know, heck, I think there's 40 teams at the Rocky Welton, and there are a lot of good teams. I mean, they pull teams from Texas and Colorado and Nebraska, and it's good quality wrestling. And so if anybody really gets bored or anything, I mean, it's going to be three solid days down there at Garden City and a lot of good wrestling, and hopefully we can see quite a few Scott City people there. So,
yeah, absolutely, and that'll be a fun one. That's really the big last Saturday tournament for your varsity before regionals. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard to believe. I mean, we hit league next week on Friday, and then we got a Cimarron duel on Thursday, and then the next big thing on Saturday is, you know, the girls' regional on the 10th and boys regionals on the 17th. So,
man, it just flies after middle of January.
It moves quick.
All right. Once again, it is Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And Coach, thanks for the time and good luck to you guys. Enjoy this 3 days in a row here.
Yeah. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here. We have an encore of wrestlers here as we're going to get one more wrestler here. And we just talked good things about him. We talked so many good things about him. He's like, I'm going to come up and be on the show here. It's Tyler Roberts here at 130. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, last weekend up at Lexington, how do you feel like that your wrestling was there?
I feel like I wrestled really good. I was just a couple points behind on every match, 2 to 3. And then my last match, I didn't do very hot, but I think that's the worst match I wrestled. But my other ones, I did really good, I think.
All right, and what's been probably the thing that's been the most consistent for you here after dropping down to 32 after Christmas?
I don't really know. I think just going to practice and keeping my weight under control and just getting there and making weight, and I feel like that's just what's keeping me there.
Yep, and wrestling, do you notice the different style of wrestling up there at Nebraska over the weekend?
Oh, yeah, they're a lot faster than what I'm used to, or at least my first match was definitely a lot faster paced than what I'm used to here. And I didn't really run into one kid that rode legs, but other than that, it was just pretty normal, but they're pretty fast, quick.
All right, do you feel like that you're starting to get really in condition here to go some long distances over a few days?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like we're the best conditioned team. Most of those kids that I was wrestling, I feel like they were more gas than me. It's just they were a lot faster and just had a lot more technique than what I did.
All right, so you're going to go through kind of a unique opportunity here, and as Coach Hayes alluded to a little bit, it's going to be kind of like the state tournament this year. I know that's your ultimate goal there to get to state, but weigh in three times in 3 days. What are you maybe kind of anxious or maybe nervous about with that opportunity to kind of weigh in 3 days in a row?
It's definitely a lot more to get used to because we need it for state, and it's going to be a lot more challenging than just 2 days because you have an extra day to weigh in, and you got to just maintain. I just got to maintain my weight and stay under and hope for the best.
Has that been all right for you so far?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty easy, you know. Some days it's challenging, like Lexington on Saturday. I was right on the dot.
Whew.
I mean, I maybe had to jog for 10 minutes or so.
Well, at least you made it there. Well, Tyler, you've had a good run here this year so far, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you.
Thank you.